And we are ready for game number two. It's the boys' turn here on KMEM. And tonight's game between Putnam and Clark is being brought to you by these Putnam County sponsors, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County R1 Schools, Putnam County State Bank in Unionville, the Unionville Republican Weekly Newspaper, Mayberry Farms Truck and Accessories, just north of Memphis. And these Scotland County sponsors, they include the Community Bank of Memphis, Cook's Men's Store in Memphis, the Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, with branches in Cahokia, Lancaster, Memphis, and Queen City, Girth Funeral Service in Memphis, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, with branches in Edina, Kirksville, Cahokia, Lancaster, and Memphis, Jay's Foods in Memphis, the Memphis Democrat Weekly Newspaper, Memphis Lumber Company, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Nutrient Ag Solutions, just north of Memphis, the People's Bank of Wauconda, Cahokia, and Canton, Scotland County R1 Schools, Slate and Polaris ATVs north of Memphis, the Farm Shop in Edina, Tri-County Electric in Lancaster, Trump Trucks in Cahokia, Mayberry Farms Truck and Accessories north of Memphis, and 136 Collision Repair Center in Memphis. And now let's take you back to Tiger Stadium for tonight's boys game with the play-by-play. Here's KMEM Sports Director Donnie Middleton.
Thank you, Dave, and it is the boys' turn. And let's take a look at the starting lineup first for Putnam County. It'll be Jaden Wyatt, a senior. Lance Fowler, a senior. Zach Heidenworth, a senior. Owen Ream, a sophomore. And Landon Wood, a senior. Jaden Wyatt, Lance Fowler, Zach Heidenworth, Owen Ream, and Landon Wood. The midget 6-0 and coached by Kyle Fleischman. For Scotland County, it'll be Corbin Spurgeon, a senior. Hunter Holt, a sophomore. Dave Hamblin, a senior. Xavier Lucas, a senior. And Owen Triplett, a junior. Corbin Spurgeon, Hunter Holt, Cade Hamblin, Xavier Lucas, and on Triplett, the Tigers are 2-2 and coached by Jeremy Austin. And I'll be back with the play-by-play in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Small towns are built upon the support of the people who call them home. When we all work together, there are no limits to what we can achieve. For over two decades, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories has been in the business of lifting more than vehicles. We lift up the people and the programs that unite us. Thanks to your dedication, we're able to support the communities we serve in multiple ways, taking us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, a proud supporter of Putnam County students and athletes.
Have you tried online banking? With online banking at Community Bank of Memphis, you can access your account information any time of day or night from anywhere you have access to the internet. Check account balances, view transactions, or transfer funds between accounts. Online banking is convenient and easy to use. To learn more about the benefits of online banking, stop in or give us a call. Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends at Community Bank of Memphis. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back, everybody, to Scotland County High School. As both teams have been introduced, we're ready to play basketball in the boys' game. In case you just joined us, the Scotland County ladies win their fifth game of the year by defeating Putnam County 40-32. So it's going to be Lance Fowler to jump center for Putnam County. Xavier Lucas will jump center for Scotland County. Ball is up, tip is controlled by Scotland County. Owen Triplett with the basketball. As Putnam County will come out in a 1-2-3 zone as Owen Triplett to the top of the key. Finds Spurgeon on the left wing. Bounce pass to Hamblin in the left baseline. Try to get it to Lucas, and it's stolen away by Wyatt. Wyatt will bring it across the timeline to the top of the key. Now Wood at the free throw line. Gives it to Heidenwood. To Wood down the left lane. Puts up a shot blocked by Lucas, but out with it comes Jaden Wyatt. Wyatt gives the ball to Fowler to the right wing. So Heidenwood. Now three-pointer on the way by Owen Ream off the left wing. Long rebound comes out to Heidenwood. Back to Owen Ream. Stops, pops, and 10. No good. And Gabe Hamblin off the rebound. Hamblin gives it to Spurgeon. Spurgeon to Triplett in the right corner. It goes to Lucas. Gets it back out to Holt at the top of the key. Holt gets it inside to Hamblin at the dotted line. Kicks it out to Spurgeon for three. In and out, no good. And Landon Wood comes off the rebound. Wood gives it to Fowler. Fowler to Wyatt. As Wyatt to the top of the key. To Heidenworth on the right wing. Skips to the left wing to Ream. At the high post, Landon Wood. Wood to Ream, top of the key. Now Heidenworth for three. No good. And Spurgeon off the rebound. Spurgeon gives the ball to Triplett. Here come the Tigers. To the left wing, it goes to Holt. The left corner to Lucas. Kicks it back out to Triplett on the left wing, to Lucas in the left corner. Out to Spurgeon on the left wing. Spurgeon inside to Hamlin. To the dotted line. Just throws up a shot off glass. Got it. 2 points for Hamlin. 2-0. Scotland County with the early lead. It's Wyatt across the timeline to the free throw line. Kicks it out to Ream on the right wing. Free throw line. Wood. Got it. Lionel Wood from the free throw line. We're tied at 2 as Triplett across the timeline. Triplett gives it a Spurgeon on the right wing. Bounce pass. Intended for Hamlin. By Hamlin. Picked up by Heidenwood. To Wyatt. Wyatt inside the arc of the right wing. Now Heidenwood beyond the arc. Then we'll see the top of the key. Finds Ream at the top of the key. Landon Wood takes it down the right lane and kicks it out to Wyatt. Wyatt wasn't looking for the pass. Goes through his hands and out of bounds. So Hunter Holt will inbound to Owen Triplett. Triplett will bring it across the timeline. Finds Spurgeon on the right wing. Lucas in the right corner. Inside to Hamlin. Hamlin guarded by Wood. Puts up a shot. Missed it. And rebound. Tipped around and out with it. Kevin Owen Triplett gives it to Holt. Holt to the dotted line. Now Triplett right at Wood. Puts up the shot. No good. And rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by Landon Wood. So Hunter Holt will inbound underneath his own basket. Holt looks for somebody. Ball high over his head. Finds Spurgeon on the right wing. Spurgeon stops, pops, and can. No good. From the right side of the circle, and Landon Wood off the rebound. To Jaden Wyatt. Wyatt to the right wing. Backs Hunter Holt in. Here's the middle. Now Heidenwood for 3. No good, but the long rebound run down by Lance Fowler. Fowler kicks it out to Owen Ream in the right left corner. Gives it into Wood. Wood takes it back to Ream. Ream running 10. Put her off the baseline. Got it. As Owen Ream with 2 points. 4-2. Putnam with the lead. Owen Triplett with the basketball. Free throw line, Cave Hamlin. Kicks it out to Lucas. Three-pointer on the way. No good out of the corner. And rebound. It was out of bounds off the hands of Scotland County. Into the ball game comes Jared Cerrone. And Hunter Holt will sit down. So Jaden Wyatt will bring it across the timeline. Scotland County in the 2-3 zone. Gets it to Wood on the right block. Wood dotted line. Now Fowler down in the paint. Kicks it out. To Ream out of the left corner for 3. Ream's in and out. No good. Spurgeon off the rebound. Spurgeon bounce past the Triplett on the left wing. Dribble drive right as Wood lays it up. Got it. 2 points for Owen Triplett. We're tied at 4. Wyatt takes it down into the paint. To Wood on the block. Kicks it to Fowler. Had the ball slapped away. Now it's loose on the floor. And it comes out to Jaden Wyatt. And Wyatt lost a handle on it. Picked up by Cave Hamlin. To Cerrone. Cerrone brings it across the timeline. And double dribble the basketball. Trying to find Spurgeon as into the ball game will come Gage Pearson. And out goes Landon Wood. So Jaylen Wyatt. They bring it across the timeline to the top of the key. Heidenwood on the right wing to Pearson. Inside that, Lance Fowler puts up the shot. No good. Pearson gets it, puts it back up and in. Gage Pearson with 2. It's 6-4. Putnam with the lead. No look pass to the free throw line to Hamlin. Hamlin looks for somebody. Finds Cerrone on the left wing beyond the arc. Couple of dribbles. Out pops Lucas in the left corner. The Triplett inside, it goes to Hamlin. Puts the shot up in and out. No good. And Lance Fowler off the rebound. Fowler wants to run. Gets it to Heidenwood. Wide open 3 on the way. In and out. No good. And Spurgeon comes off the rebound. We go the other way. Corbin Spurgeon across the timeline. Spurgeon will take it right to the hoop. Plays it up. Got it. 2 points for Corbin Spurgeon. We're tied at 6 with 2:30 left to play in the first quarter. Lance Fowler will bring it across the timeline. Fowler to the right side of the circle. Kicks it out to Heidenwood at the top of the key. Heidenwood guarded by Cerrone. Now the left side of the circle. Out pops Ream between the two circles. Man-to-man defense by Scotland County. They give it to Wyatt. Wyatt drives to the hoop, lays it up, missed it, and Lucas off the rebound. Lucas tried to get the ball to Hamlin. Stolen away by Fowler. We go the other way. Lance Fowler brings it across the timeline. Gives it to Owen Raymond on the right wing inside to Pierce, the reverse layup. Missed it. And Lucas comes away with it. Gives the ball to Triplett. Triplett will bring it across the timeline. Gives the ball to Cerulli. Drives the right baseline. Lays it up. Got it. 2 points for Jared Cerulli. And Kyle Fleischman wants a timeout. 1:38 left to play in the first quarter. It's Scotland County 8, Putnam County 6, back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri understands that in today's economy, small business owners are struggling to stay afloat. So when you make a sale, sign a new customer, or renew a contract, the last thing you need is to be charged for your success. That's why when your business bakes with Exchange Bank, we won't charge you fees for the little things you should expect from a full-service community bank. Let us help your small business grow. Stop by one of our locations today and ask about our small business checking accounts. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back at Scotland County High School, 8-6. Scotland County with the lead, 1:38 left to play in the first quarter. And Putnam County with the basketball. As in for the Midgets comes Trace Rediger. That fellow with the basketball brings it to the top of the key. Finds Heidenwith on the right wing. Inside to Pearson on the right block. Pearson gives it out to Rediger. In the left corner goes to Fowler. Inside to Pearson. Pearson tried to put a shot up over Lucas. Blocked by Lucas. And they're going to call the foul on Xavier. So Xavier Lucas picks up the foul. That's his first. Gage Pearson will go to the line, and he'll shoot two shots. He has two, looking for three. First shot on the way. Got it. 3 points for Gage Pearson. And it's 8-7. Collin County with the lead. It's Pearson with three, looking for four. Shots up. It's no good. And Lucas comes off the rebound. The Triplett. Triplett will bring it across the timeline. Triplett to the left corner. It goes to Cerrone. Dribbles out to the left wing. Now Trace Buckley in the ball game. At the free throw line came Hamlin. Kicks it out to Triplett. Now Hamlin. 14-footer on the way. Spins in out. No good. Lucas with the rebound. Puts it up and in. Xavier Lucas with two, and it's a 3-point Scotland lead. Under a minute left to play in the first quarter. Lance Fowler across the timeline. The hide and whip. Gets it in to Pearson. Kicks it out to Ream. Ream's 3-pointer on the way. Bullseye. Owen Ream, nothing but net, and we're tied. He has five, we're tied at 10. Trace Buckley on the right wing to Triplett between the two circles. Gives it to Cerrone between the two circles. Now Buckley on the right wing. Buckley looks for somebody. Finds Cerrone just inside the left wing base of the three-point line. Puts up the shot, missed it. Buckley with the rebound. Gives it to Lucas, and now we've got a whistle and a foul underneath, and a foul may be on Triplett. And as we'll wait and see, it's going to be on Triplett. So Triplett picks up his first foul. That's the first team foul against Collin County. 11 seconds left to play in the first quarter. As Caden Wyatt across the timeline to hide and left on the right wing to Wyatt. Rediger. Now Jaden Tribble. Three-pointer on the way by Heidenwith. No good. As Rediger puts up the shot, he would have counted had it gone. It didn't go, and that's the end of the first quarter. And we are tied. Scotland County 10, Putnam County 10. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports. It's all about
at People's Bank of Wauconda, we understand you work hard, and we work hard to serve you. From checking and savings accounts to CDs, IRAs, and several loan options, we offer a variety of products and services to fit your banking needs. Come in and visit with our helpful associates to better serve you. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back, everybody. Scotland County High School. We start the second quarter. We're tied at 10, and Putnam County will have the basketball. Heidenwith will inbound to Wyant. Wyant across the timeline to Heidenwith, right wing inside to Landon Wood. Wood in a double team, looks for somebody to throw it to. Knocked away by Hamlin, picked up by Trayton Buckaloo. Takes it to the right wing, and Buckaloo had the ball slapped out of his hands and out of bounds by Wyant. So Corbin Spurgeon will inbound at the end of the Putnam County bench. Hamlin in the right corner. Hamlin gets it into Cerrone. Cerrone fans back out on the right wing. Now Buckaloo between the two circles. This Spurgeon on the left wing. Inside dotted line, Hamlin. Hamlin gives the ball back out to Vince Dale. Inside goes to Hamlin. Lost a handle on the basketball. And a whistle on a foul. The foul's going to be on Cabe Hamlin. So Hamlin picks up his first foul. Putnam County with the basketball. As Rediger will inbound to Wyant. And Wyant brings it across the timeline. 2-3 zone for Scotland County. As they get it inside to Wood on the right block. Wood tried to kick it back out to Wyant in the left corner. Knocked out of bounds by Jared Cerrone. So it'll be Putnam basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. As Zach Heidenwith will trigger. Slaps the basketball, gets the ball to Wood in the left corner. Out to Wyant, between the two circles to dribble. Dotted line, Wood. Wood in a double team, and throws the ball off Dribble's hand, and it goes over and back to the Scotland basketball. As Hunter Holt and Lucas, Xavier Lucas checks back in. Out goes Cerrone and Trayton Buckaloo. Also, Dale checks out. And Cabe Hamlin is back in. So Owen Triplett with the ball. Takes it to the dotted line. Falls down. Now Hunter Holt falls down. Trying to get it to Buckaloo. Right through Buckaloo's hands and out of bounds. So it'll be Putnam basketball. Still tied at 10. Jaden Wyant takes it to the right wing. Hands it off to Heidenwith. He dribbles around the top of the key. Bounce past the dribble on the left wing. To Wyant, inside to Wood, puts up the shot, no good, tries it again, got it. 4 points for Landon Wood. 12 to 10, Putnam up by two. Hunter Holt has it for Scotland County on the left wing of the left corner to Hamlin. Now, Corbin Spurgeon, full time. 5 points for Spurgeon, a 1 point Scotland lead, 13 to 12, as Wyant takes it down. In among the trees, put up a shot, missed it, but drew a foul. And the foul may be on Lucas. Well, they say it's on Lucas, and that's his first. So I got him for two, but I'm going to leave it right where it's at. As Wyant, first shot up, in and out, no good. There's the lid on the basket. So Wyant looks for his first points of the ball game. Couple of dribbles, ties it, fires it, off the heel of the rim, no good. And Xavier Lucas off the rebound, gets it out to Spurgeon down the far sideline. Spurgeon guarded by Wyant. Now Spurgeon across the free throw line to the left wing, gives it up to Triplett between the two circles. Triplett to Spurgeon in the left corner. Spurgeon tried to get inside to Hamlin, kicked back. Now Hunter Holt takes it right at Landon Wood. Puts up the shot. Missed it, but threw the foul. The foul, I think, is going to be on Landon Wood. Nope. Going to be on Trace Rediger. So Rediger picks up his first foul. That's the second team, first team foul against Putnam County as Holt makes the first free throw. So first points of the ball game for Hunter Holt. As back in the ball game, Gage Pearson, Putnam County, and Lance Fowler. As Hunter Holt, second free throw up, no good. Fight for the rebound, out with it. Comes Zach Heidenwith. Gives it to Fowler. Fowler will bring it across the timeline to the top of the key. Fowler gives it to Pearson on the left wing. Pearson top of the key to Heidenwith, top of the key. Now Lane on the left wing, inside to Pearson. As Pearson fans out to the left wing, gives it to Lane between the two circles. Lane gives it free throw line. Landon Wood gets it out. To Heidenwith. Heidenwith kicks it to Ring for three on the way. No good. out of the left corner. And out with the rebound is Corbin Spurgeon. Drew it down to Hamlin and threw it over Hamlin's head and out of bounds. So a little pressure by Scotland County. Fowler gives it to Heidenwick. Back to Fowler. Over the ring across the timeline to Pearson. Inside to Wood. Wood off glass. Got it. 6 points for Landon Wood. We're tied at 14. Scotland with the basketball. Triplet between the two circles to Spurgeon between the two circles. They give it to Hamlin at the high post. Gives it back to Owen. Triplet put up a shot, partially blocked, but the rebound comes out to Spurgeon. Spurgeon gives it to Triplet off glass. Got it. Off the left block. Owen Triplet with four gives the assist to Spurgeon. Pressure by Scotland County. Heidenwick to Fowler. Fowler gives it to Ream. Back to Fowler. Across the timeline to Heidenwick. And a bounce pass to Pearson inside the Wood. Puts up the shot. Gets around. Out with it comes Lucas. And Lucas, outlet pass over Spurgeon's head and out of bounds. So Lance Fowler will inbound. Nope, it'll be Zach Heidenwick inbound on the near sideline. Heidenwick will get it in to Fowler. That's Fowler at the top of the key to Ream. Now Heidenwick in the left corner. Inside the Wood on the left block. Heidenwick for three. Bullseye! Zach Heidenwick with three. It's a one-point Putnam County lead. Triplet to the right wing to Spurgeon. Right corner to Lucas. Inside to Hamlin. Hamlin puts the shot up over Wood. No good. Wood kept it alive and picked up by Heidenwick. The Lance Fowler. Now Ream running 10-footer. No good. Rebound tipped out to Heidenwick for three. Bullseye! General for Zach Heidenwick. And now Jeremy Austin wants a timeout. 4-1 left to play in the first half. It's Putnam County 20, Scotland County 16. Back in 30 seconds, just KMN Sports.
This is Jeff Behrens with Girth Funeral Service. We are proud to announce that we are a certified green burial funeral home. We are ready to honor your wishes regarding burial or cremation. We are adapting to changes in the industry and will offer compassion in arranging the services a family desires at an affordable price. As a funeral home, we understand the importance of honoring your family's wishes because our family has been serving your family since 1904. Stop in at the Girth Funeral Home for a free preneed consultation.
Welcome back, everybody, to Scotland County High School. 4-1 left to play in the first half of this boys' game. And right now is Putnam County leading Scotland County 20-16. Scotland County will have the basketball. Spurgeon will inbound to Triplet. As Triplet will bring it across the timeline, finds Cerrone on the left wing. To back to Triplet, top of the key for three. On the way, no good. And out with the rebound, Lance Fowler gets it to Heidenwick. Zach Heidenwick will bring it across the timeline. Takes it to the free throw line. Kicks it out to Ream. Out of the way, but picked up by Ream. Now Wood across the free throw line. Ream will try a three. No good. And Pearson keeps the ball alive. Ream saves it from going over and back to Heidenwick. Gives it to Fowler on the left wing. Beyond the arc. Now Heidenwick to the left wing. Guarded by Cerrone. Left side of the circle. Now the right wing inside to Heidenwick. Or to Wood. Wood picked up the shot, partially blocked by Lucas. And the ball goes out of bounds. Officially right there. And last touch by Landon Wood. So Scotland County with the basketball. Owen Triplett to Cerrone on the deep right wing. Now Spurgeon dribbles to the left wing. And Spurgeon dribbles out between the two circles, hands the ball to Triplett. Triplett at the center line, takes it to the left wing. Takes it right at Wood. Now free throw line, Hamlin. Spurgeon tried to put up a three block by Ream, but Spurgeon gets it back, puts it up, no good. And Pearson comes off with the rebound. Pearson gives it to Fowler. Fowler across the timeline. Fowler dumps it down to Heidenwick. Heidenwick takes it down the line, puts up the shot, no good. Fowler with a rebound, puts it back up and in. 2 points for Lance Fowler. And it's 22-16, 2:20 left to play in the first half. Putnam County with the lead, Scotland with the basketball. A triplet to Cerrone on the right wing. Cerrone tried to bounce pass it across and to the left wing is intercepted by Putnam County. Now Lance Fowler top with Keith. Heidenwith has it on the right wing. Heidenwith tried to dump it out to Ream, and ball's battled away, picked up by Hamlin. Ahead it goes to Triplett. Takes it right as Wood picks up the shot. Blocked by Wood. Goes out of bounds, and they're going to give it to Scotland County. Wood and Heidenwith both check out. Rediger checks back in, and Gage Pearson, or that case, Gage Wyant checks back in. Triplett gets it out to Trayton Bucklew. Bucklew cut off on the right baseline to Hamlin. Now Hamlin has it at the dotted line. Kicks it back out to Bucklew for three on the way. No good. Triplett with a rebound. Reverse layup. No good. Trayton Bucklew takes it right to the hoop. Put up a shot. Blocked by Fowler. Down with it. Comes Rediger. Ball's down. Goes out of bounds. They get it back to Scotland County. The Putnam County fans were not enamored with that call. As inbound pass, they try to get Cerrone. Stolen away by Ream. Ream takes it to the hoop. No good. Tip up. No good. Now Wyatt gets it, puts it up and in. 2 points for Jaden Wyatt. 24-16. 1:20 left to play in the first half. Owen Triplett gets it to Cerrone in the right corner. He fans back out on the right wing. Bounce pass to Bucklew between the two circles. Bucklew to the right wing. Throws up a shot off glass. Got it. Trayton Bucklew with 2 points. 24-18. Fowler to the top of the key. Bounce pass to Ream on the right wing. The Fowler between the two circles to the left wing to Wyant. Wyant drives in, gives it to Pearson. Puts up a little 10-footer off the baseline. Got it. Gage Pearson with 5 points. 26-18. Button with the lead. Here comes Owen Triplett for Scotland County. Pass pass to Buckley on the right wing. Buckley kicks it out to Hamlin. 14. Put her on the way and got it. Nothing but net for Cade Hamlin. He has four. 26-20. Owen Ream gets it down to Gage Pearson. Back to Ream. Now Wyatt to Pearson. Pick up the shot. Blocked by Lucas. But Pearson gets it back. 15 seconds. Fowler on the left wing. Fowler picks up the dribble. Gives it to Rediger on the left wing. Ream top to keep for three. No good. Rebound. Fowler puts the shot up. It goes down. It counts and he's fouled. The foul is going to be on, I think, maybe Buckley. Nope, going to be on Cave Hamlin. So Hamlin picks up the foul. Fowler gets the basket. He has four, and he's in the line to try to complete the three-point play with a half a second left to play in the first half. Now the officials have their heads together. Let's see, they go back to the scores table. They're going to change who the foul was on. As Kyle Fleischman is checking this out. I mean, there's a foul, no doubt about it. Fowler got the basket, counts the 2 points. As hasn't changed. Nothing's changed. So Fowler at the line to try to complete the three-point play. Shots up. Missed it. Hamlin with the rebound. Fastball down the other end. And that's the end of the first half with the score. Putnam County 28, Scotland County 20. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Shop these Christmas specials for the entire family at Cook's Men's Store in Memphis. During the month of December, jeans, pants, and slacks, long underwear, tops, and bottoms, and socks by the pair or package. Buy one at regular price, get the second at half price. Carhartt, Wrangler, and Dry Duck coats, jackets, vests, and sweatshirts, they're 20% off. Denim bibs and duck insulated bibs by Key. Big Smith, Liberty, and Carhartt, they're 10% off. And take 20% off suits and sport coats, belts, ties, wallets, unlined and lined gloves, and stocking caps. All during this month of December at Cook's Men's Store in Memphis. Putnam County R1 schools are honored to have the opportunity to educate tomorrow's leaders. Citizenship, perseverance, respect, responsibility, and teamwork are all characteristics that they strive to teach their students to be successful in life. Putnam County R1 schools take pride in their students' achievements, whether it's on or off the field, in Putnam County Midget Teams. Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
When you're looking for the best, you're looking for a custom-built Landell building from Memphis Lumber Company. Best price, best service, best quality. No matter what your needs, we can fill them. We've been putting up buildings for more than 40 years, so we know what it takes to get the job right. If you can dream it, we can build it. Call today at 1-800-337-5858 and talk to Don, Dick, Jason, or Andy about a Landell building from Memphis Lumber Company. Why do we want you to have the best? Because we think you're worth it. Landell Buildings from Memphis Lumber Company. See you soon.
Welcome back, everybody, to Scala County High School. The Scala County Little Paws are making their 2021-2022 debut here at halftime of the boys' game. And we are at halftime with Putnam County leading Scala County 28-20. Take a look at the first half scoring, first four, Putnam County, Jaden Wyatt with 2 points, Lance Fowler with 4, Zach Hyden with 6, Owen Reen with 5, Gage Pearson with 5, and Landon Wood with 6. For Scotland County, Jared Cerrone with 2 points, Corbin Spurgeon with 5, Hunter Holt with 1, Trayton Buckley with 2, Cave Hamlin with 4, Xavier Lucas with 2, and Owen Triplett with 4. We were tied at 10 after one quarter. But the second quarter, Putnam County outscored Scotland 18-10, and the Mutants lead here at halftime 28-20. And I'll be back with more in a moment. This is KMN Sports.
You'll find the news you need in the Memphis Democrat. Everything from news, want ads, and social notes to sports. The best local coverage in Scotland County, Cantrell and Milton, too. Pick up a copy of the Memphis Democrat today. The Democrat is the pulse of Scotland County, bringing you up to date on issues that affect your life. Now you can even check the news online at memphisdemocrat.com. The Memphis Democrat for complete local coverage and pictures, too. Once again, Niemer Telecom is giving back to our cooperative members with the annual holiday giveaway. In the spirit of Christmas, it's nice to receive a gift and even more fun to give. To enter, send an email to contest@niemer.net. Include your name, phone number, and address. Niemer Telecom is giving away an Amazon Fire TV stick, a Shark robotic sweeper, and an Apple iPad. Send your email today. Contest ends December 16th. Happy holidays from your cooperative, Niemer Telecom.
Making a list and always checking it twice. Hustle and bustle, working long hours to wrap things up and get the job done. Well, that describes farmers all year long. This holiday season, be jolly, joyful, and thankful. Nutrien Ag Solutions hopes everyone celebrates another year with happiness and cheer. Wishing you a simply beautiful holiday season with added best wishes for a happy new year. Growing our world from the ground up. We are Nutrien Ag Solutions north of Memphis, feeding the future.
Hi, this is Cave Hamlin, and on behalf of the Scotland County R1 School District, I'd like to thank our Board of Education, administration, faculty, staff, family, and fans for supporting us. As student athletes, we work hard preparing for each game and strive to represent our school with pride. Put on your blue and white and come out and enjoy the games. We appreciate our coaching staff, cheerleaders, and band who are right there encouraging us along with our families and fans. We are proud to be Scotland County Tigers.
And welcome back, everybody, to Scotland County High School. We're at halftime of the boys' game, and Putnam County leading Scotland County 28-20. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Putnam County Midget Scotland County Tiger Basketball on your sports leader from Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. And coming up, well, let's do this first. We talk about the girls' game. Let's go back to the girls' game. Scotland County ladies won their fifth game of the year by defeating Putnam County 40-32. Scotland County led it scoring by Elena Whitaker with 25 points, and Putnam County led by Claire Tipton with 17. Putnam County led 9-8 after one quarter. Scotland County outscored Putnam County 11-5 in the second quarter. Scotland led 19-14 at the half. In the third quarter, Scotland outscored Putnam 12-6. Scotland led 31-20 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, Putnam County outscored Scotland 12-9, and Scotland County wins it 40-32. Scotland County improves to 5-0, while Putnam County 4-3. And I'll be back with more in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
This year, Slayton Polaris wants to help you decorate your garage or shed for the holidays with a brand new Razor, Ranger, Sportsman, or Ace. Demand is high and inventory is going fast. So stop out and see the team at Slayton Polaris right now during the holiday sales event and order your perfect ride and get it as soon as it's made from the factory. Happy holidays from your friends at Slayton Polaris. 6 miles west of Memphis, then 13 miles north on B. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
Keep your AGCO equipment operating at peak performance this season and every season with a full selection of AGCO parts from the Farm Shop in Edina. They make hydraulic hoses and carry all the other genuine parts you need for productive, profitable farming year-round. Come check out their selection of AGCO parts. Their experienced parts specialists will help you find exactly what you need. Stop by the Farm Shop in Edina today or visit their website at farmshopinc.com to learn more.
Parks Trailer Wash at 2K Avenue in Ottumwa says this holiday season, let's remove the heartache from our disadvantaged children and replace it with love by joining the Toys for Joy mission. Do your part and open your heart to the less fortunate youngsters in our community. That's a message from Parks Trailer Wash, where service isn't just a courtesy, it's a commitment. For more information, call 641-683-9002. That's 641-683-9002 for Parks Trailer Wash at 2K Avenue in Ottumwa. They're on the air because they care about our community.
What do you look for when choosing a grocery store? Great selection, convenient location, certainly fresh food. Jane's Foods in Memphis has all this and much more. Jane's Foods has daily specials at their deli, with hot and cold selections from salads and desserts to delicious fried chicken. You'll shop in a clean environment with great customer service. Quality food products with quality prices. That's Jay's Foods in Memphis. Open 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. for your shopping needs. Once again, Niemer Telecom is giving back to our cooperative members with the annual holiday giveaway. In the spirit of Christmas, it's nice to receive a gift and even more fun to give. To enter, send an email to contest@niemer.net. Include your name, phone number, and address. Niemer Telecom is giving away an Amazon Fire TV stick, a Shark robotic sweeper, and an Apple iPad. Send your email today. Contest ends December 16th. Happy holidays from your cooperative, Niemer Telecom. The Putnam County State Bank is a proud supporter of high school athletics. Being locally owned and operated, they can provide their customers with the personal services they're looking for. Putnam County State Bank offers a wide range of individual, business, and agricultural services with a staff that is friendly, confidential, and well-trained. Stop by and see them at Putnam County State Bank in Unionville or Milan, where you can always bank with the local folks. Member FDIC.
And welcome back, everybody. Scotland County High School. But Scotland County has the ball first. Again, Lucas gets it in to Hamlin, puts it off glass, got it. 6 points for Cabe Hamlin, giving the assist to Xavier Lucas. As Zach Heidenwith has it on the right wing to Lance Fowler, to Wyatt, to the left wing to Ream, trying to get it inside to Wood. Knocked out of his hand and out of bounds by Xavier Lucas. So it'll be Heidenwith to inbound underneath his own basket. Putnam County on top, 28-22. Heidenwith gets it in to Lance Fowler. It's an alley-oop, lobbed it up, whistling a foul, and the foul's going to be on Xavier Lucas. So Lucas picks up his second personal foul, and Fowler will go to the line to shoot a pair. First shot up, got it. 5 points for Lance Fowler. Five, looking for six. Fowler eyes it, fires it, got it. 6 points for Lance Fowler. Back to an 8-point lead as Putnam County throws on a press. Lucas gives the ball to Hamlin. Hamlin across the timeline. Owen Triplett on the left wing. Triplett in the left corner. Lost the handle on the basketball. Goes out of bounds. It looked like maybe he dribbled it off his foot. Must have dribbled it off of Ballard's foot. So Triplett will inbound. Get the ball into Spurgeon on the left wing. Spurgeon fans out between the two circles. Bounce pass to Holt on the right wing. Now Triplett on the right wing. Triplett gives the ball to Spurgeon. Spurgeon to Lucas, back to Triplett. On the backdoor play, they try to get it to Holt, and pass is stolen away by Lance Bauer. Bauer gives it to Ream. Now Wood, all by himself, lays it up and got it. 7 points for Landon Wood. That's 8 points for Landon Wood. As Triplett to the high post to Hamlin. Spurgeon drives the baseline, gives to Wood. Wood tried to get it out to Ream, stolen back by Triplett. Now Triplett tries to pass it out. And Jaden Wyatt had it. They call a jump ball on already possession. Comes back to Putnam County. As Triplett's going to check out. And back into the ball game comes Jared Cerrone. Wyatt will bring it across the timeline to Heidenworth on the deep right wing between the two circles to Wyatt. They swing it around to Ream on the left wing. Now Heidenworth will try three, bullseye. Zach Heidenworth with nine, and it's 35-22. Corbin Spurgeon across the timeline to the top of the key. Now to the right wing, gives the ball to Holt. He dribbles the right baseline. Cut off on the right baseline. Back to Spurgeon on the right wing. As Spurgeon gives the ball back to Holt on the right wing. Looks inside. Nobody there. Kicks it out to Cerrone. Top of the key. Now Cerrone to the right wing and dribbled the ball out of bounds. And evidently, he dribbled it off of Jaden Wyatt. As Owen Triplett will check in, Hunter Holt will check out. So Corbin Spurgeon on the near sideline will inbound. Gets it to Triplett. High post, Lucas. Now Spurgeon for three. Bullseye. Off the right wing. 8 points for Corbin Spurgeon. Putnam County comes back in a hurry. Heidenworth down the right corner to Wood on the right lane. Wood gets it back to Heidenworth. Tries another three. Bullseye. 12 points for Zach Heidenworth. 13-point Putnam lead, 38-25. It's Lucas. Gives it to Spurgeon for a three out of the left corner. No good. Lance Fowler off the rebound. Fowler will come across the timeline. As Fowler takes down the right lane. To Ream. Lost it across the free throw line to Heidenwith. Heidenwith tried to give the ball to Fowler and led Fowler just a little bit too much. Goes off his hands and out of bounds. It'll be Scotland basketball. 38-25, Putnam with the lead as Triplett gives it to Lucas high post. Back to Triplett at the high post. Spurgeon cut off on the left baseline, trying to get it back to Triplett, and passes kicked out of bounds. It'll be Scotland basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket as Owen Triplett will trigger. Triplett gets the ball to Lucas. He just fired a 15-footer in and out, no good. And Jaden Wyatt off the rebound. Here come the midgets. Wyatt in a hurry. Takes it right to Lucas. Now kicks it out to Ream for three. No good. Ream gets his own rebound. He'll try it one more time. Puts up the shot. Missed it. But due to the foul. And the foul's going to be a Triplett. And Owen Ream will go to the line to shoot three free throws. As we wait for the scoreboard, I just know. Nope, it was on Corbin Spurgeon. So Spurgeon picks up the foul as Ream's first free throw up. Got it. That's 6 points for Owen Ream. Makes it 39-25 as Ream, second free throw on the way. Got it. 7 points for Owen Ream. Now Gage Pearson will check in. Landon Wood will check out. Corbin Spurgeon checks out. And Lucas checks out. Drayton Buckley checks back in, and Vince Dale checks in for Scotland County. So Ream trying for the hat trick. Shots up, got it. 3 for 3 for Owen Ream. He has 8, and it's 41-25. And now inbound pass stolen by Lance Fowler, lays it off last, got it. the count and he fouled. 8 points for Lance Fowler. And I'll wait and see who the foul's going to be on Cade Hamlin. That's his third. And Jeremy Austin wants a timeout. 4:31 left to play in the third quarter. It's Putnam County 43, Scotland County 25. Back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
This is CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger. Do you want to be a hero for the holidays? How about getting your loved one a new iPhone? That's right. Pure Talk has iPhone 12 starting at just $479 through the end of the year. And sure, they have 13s too. Switch to Pure Talk. Great nationwide 5G coverage. Yes, the same coverage as the big guys, but the average family saves over $800 a year. Now that's just smart. There's no need to overpay for Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. Plus, with Pure Talk's 30-day risk-free guarantee, you've got nothing to lose. Unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data is just $30 a month. And like I said, the iPhone 12, just $479. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say Jill50, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Plus, save on a new phone. That's #250, say Jill50. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back, everybody. Scotland County High School. Lance Fowler at the line trying to complete the three-point play. 4:31 left to play in the third quarter. As 18-point Putnam County lead, and they've done it well, most of it this quarter. Shots up, missed it, and Hamlin high for the rebound. Just an after triplet. Full court pressure by Putnam County. And now Putnam County steals the ball. They give it to Wyatt. Oh, he puts up the shot. It goes down. It counts, and he is fouled. But we'll see if foul's going to be on Trayton Buckley, and that's his first. So three consecutive plays by Putnam County to try for three-point conversion as Wyatt missed it. Now Vince Dale gives it to Triplett, splits the double team, gets it underneath to Cerrone, puts it up and got it. Jared Cerrone has four, and it's 45-27. Here comes Wyatt. Backs in on the right wing. Still with the basketball, tried to pitch it out from flat on his back. Jump ball all the way in possession, stays with Putnam County. So Zach Heidenwith will inbound underneath his own basket. Heidenwith slaps the ball, looks for somebody, still looks, gets it to Gage Pearson in the right corner, out to Wyatt. Now Heidenwith in the right corner, inside to Pearson on the right block. Heidenwith from downtown, no good, and rebound comes out to Cade Hamlin. Hamlin across the timeline, wait, looks for somebody to throw it to, still looks, and now Jeremy Austin calls a timeout. 3:38 left to play in the third quarter. It's Putnam County 45, Scotland 27. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
Planning a home improvement project? Always remember that working near electrical wires or equipment can be dangerous. Keep an eye out for and avoid overhead lines when moving ladders or working on your roof. If you need to work near an electrical line, ask your local electric cooperative to disconnect service wires so you can work safely. Keep safety first, always.
A message from Tri-County Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Welcome back, everybody, to Scotland County High School. Tigers with the basketball, trailing 45-27, 3:35 left to play in the third quarter. Triplett gives the ball to Bucklew on the right wing. Now Bucklew, fall away 10-footer off the baseline. No good, but Triplett off the rebound. Takes it right at Wood. Now Dale puts it up, got it. Vince Dale with 2 points. So here comes Wyatt to the top of the key. Now too much dribbling. Man, he corrals it, gets it back to Heidenwood. The Wood off glass, got it. Landon Wood with 10 points. And it's 47-29 as Trayton Buckley off the left wing gets it inside to Hamlin. No place to go with it. Buckley to high post to Dale. Now in the right corner goes to Triplett. Triplett to the right wing. Creighton Buckley takes it to the high post, puts it up over Wood. Off glass, no good. Heidenwissel the rebound. As Heidenwissel bring it across the timeline, gives it to Wood. Takes it down the right lane. As guarded by Hamlin, and Wood dribbled off his foot and out of bounds. So it'll be Scotland basketball. He wants to inbound. Creighton Buckley will inbound as Coleman Spurgeon will check in, and Owen Triplett will set down. So Buckley gets it in to Spurgeon. Spurgeon will bring it across the timeline as an extended 2-3 zone by Putnam County. Spurgeon gives it to Buckley on the right wing in the right corner to Dale. Dale looks for somebody, drives the baseline, cut off, gives it to Hamlin, lays it up, got it. Cave Hamlin with 8 points. 47-31. Putnam County with the lead in the basketball. Wyatt takes it to the top of the key to Heidenwith. Now the high post to Pearson. Gives it to Heidenwith. Takes it in the paint, lays it up, and got it. So that's 14 points for Zach Heidenwith. Across the timeline, Corbin Spurgeon to Buckle on the left wing. Now inside it goes to Hamlin. Lays it up, missed it. Yeah, but Cerrone gets the rebound. Pans out to the right corner. Buckley, top of the key for three. In and out, no good. And Gage Pearson off the rebound. Gives it to Wyatt. Wyatt across the timeline. Running 10-footer. No good. Gage Pearson with the rebound. Missed it. Landon Wood picks it up. Goes back up with it. Whistle on a foul. And the fouls, is it going to be on Buckley or Hamlin? It's going to be on Hamlin, I think. And if so, that's four fouls on Cave Hamlin. So Cave Hamlin just picked up his fourth personal foul. As Landon Wood is the line. First shot up, got it. 11 points for Landon Wood. And now Lucas checks in. Hunter Holt checks back in for Scotland County. Also, Trace Reniger checks in. And Gribble checks in as Landon Woods' next free throw is good to Jaden Pribble in the ballgame. Corbin Spurgeon across the timeline. Cerrone on the right wing. Now a high post. Here's Hunter Holt. Holt tried to drive down the middle, ran in to Landon Wood. Wood did not move. That's just like running into a brick wall. Holt went down, threw up a shot. Goes out of bounds. It'll be putting the basketball. As Lance Fowler with the ball. Between the two circles to Heidenwood. Gets it inside to Wood. As Wood tried to back Lucas in, lost it, picked up by Hunter Holt, tried to get it to Lucas, knocked out of his hand, and it'll be Scholar County basketball. As Lucas will inbound to Spurgeon. Spurgeon will bring it across the timeline. Cerrone on the left wing. To Spurgeon between the two circles. Bounce pass to Buckley on the right wing. In the right corner, it goes to Lucas. As Holt, ball away, 10-footer, got it. 3 points for Hunter Holt. 51-33. Putnam with the lead with 35 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Lance Fowler to the top of the key. As Fowler kicks it off to Wood in the right corner inside the circle. Now Lance Fowler in the right corner. Fowler inside the Wood. Wood in a double team lost the ball. Picked up by Spurgeon. Spurgeon against Reniger, lays it out and got it. 10 points for Corbin Spurgeon. 51-35, Putnam with the lead. Fowler at the top of the key. Gives it to Heidenwood. Trying to find Reniger in the right corner. Pass knocked out of bounds by Craig Buckley. As now into the ball game will come Owen Ream. And out will come Jaden Pribble. With 4 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Lance Fowler will inbound. Fowler looks for somebody. Gets the ball out to Heidenwith. As Heidenwith will fire up a three. No good. That's into the third quarter with the score. Putnam County 51, Scotland County 35. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
For the best weekly coverage of local news, sports, county government, social news, and much more, read the Unionville Republican. They've provided continuous coverage for people in Putnam County for over 145 years. For your convenience, they have an email address for your news and advertising at urep@nemer.net. That's urep@nemer.net. Or call 660-947-2222. 660-947-2222.
Your local volunteer fire department routinely answers the call, whether it be a fire, traffic accident, or a cat stuck in a tree. But because of declines in memberships, departments have become understaffed. Your local volunteer fire department desperately needs you. Can you direct traffic, install a smoke alarm, help at a fundraiser? No matter what skills you have, you can make a difference. You don't have to fight fire to be a volunteer. Will you answer the call? For more information on how you can help, visit the Volunteer Firefighter Alliance at supportvfa.org.
Welcome back, everybody, to Scotland County High School. As we start the final 8 minutes of the boys' game, it's Putnam County leading Scotland County 51-35, and Scotland County will have the basketball to start the final quarter. As Trayton Buckaloo just now walks back on the floor. So Corbin Spurgeon inbounds to Triplett. Back to Spurgeon on the right wing. Spurgeon gives it to Lucas in the right corner. Try to go inside to Hunter Holt. Stolen away by Pearson. Pearson tried to get ahead to Ring. Stolen back by Scotland County. So Triplett will get it to Spurgeon in the left corner. Spurgeon bounced past to Buckaloo on the left wing. As Buckaloo to the top of the key, back to Spurgeon. Spurgeon cut off on the left baseline. Tried to get it in to Holt, and he threw it right to Gage Pearson. But evidently Pearson kicked the ball, maybe, as Spurgeon puts up a three. No good. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Putnam County basketball. So it'll be Rediger to inbound to Fowler. Full court pressure by Scotland County. Owen Reeve to Lance Fowler. Fowler kicks it off in the corner. Now to Fowler on the left lane. To Reeve for three. Bullseye. Owen Reeve with three. As it's 54-35. Triplett goes to the basket, puts it up, no good, but Lucas is there to tip it in. He has four, and it's 54-37. Still pressure by Putnam County. As Fowler gets it to Ream. Ream gets it off of the left corner. To Rediger. Now Fowler with the basketball. Gets it to Ream. Ream will try another three. Bullseye! 14 points for Owen Ream. 20 points. Putnam County lead, 57-37. Buckaloo to Lucas for three. Bullseye. 7 points for Xavier Lucas. And now a timeout on the floor. 6:21 left to play in the ball game. It's Putnam County 57. Scotland County 40. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
I'm Ryan Seacrest. First responders are people who stand for a greater purpose. They will be there for you when nobody else is, to help you, your family, your community. This is their selfless promise. This is their sworn duty, to protect, to serve, to help. When you call 911, first responders show up now. Let's show up for the people who show up for us every day and every night.
Go to firstrcf.org and make a difference today.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Overcast skies tonight with a chance for isolated rain showers. Lows around 30, winds out of the west, 15 to 20 miles per hour. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 44. Lows around 30 tomorrow night. Temperatures well above average Sunday and Monday with highs from the lower 50s to the mid 50s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 58.
Back at Scotland County High School, Putnam County with the basketball. Lance Fowler has it in the center circle with a dribble. Now Fowler to the right side of the circle to Wyatt on the right wing. Wyatt down to the right baseline. Try to get it inside to Rediger. Battled away, picked up by Lucas. Lucas gives it to Bucklew. Now to Triplett. And we have a whistle and a foul, evidently. Foul's going to be on Jaden Wyatt. That's his first. That's only the first team foul of the second half for Putnam County as Gage Pearson will set down. And Landon Wood checks back in. Lucas gets it in to Hunter Holt in among the trees, puts the shot up, missed it, but did a foul. Either Wood or Riediger. It's going to be on Landon Wood. So Wood picks up the foul. And Hunter Holt at the line. First shot just danced all over the rim, wouldn't go down. 5:51 left to play in the ballgame. 57-40. But into the lead, his whole second free throw got it. 4 points for Hunter Holt. 57-41 as Wyatt dribbles into a double team, the whistle and a foul. It's either on Bucklew or Triplett. It's going to be on Trayton Bucklew. Bucklew's second foul. That's 17 foul, and Jaden Wyatt will be at the line to shoot a 1-1. He has 4, looking for 5. Wyatt's first free throw up, no good. But Wyatt runs down his own rebound in the left corner. Looks for somebody, gets it to Fowler. Now Ream around the top of the key to Wood. As Wood tries to get it to somebody, he kicks it out to Owen Ream. As Ream takes it right down the paint, lays it up, missed it, but drew the foul. And again, see the Triplett or Bucklew, and it looks like to me it's going to be on Bucklew again. That's his second. No, Hunter Holt. So Hunter Holt picks up his second foul. Shots on the way, got it. Owen Ream has 15 points. As Cabe Hamlin will check in for Scotland County, and going out was Creighton Buckaloo. Also, Heidler checks in, I think, and Riediger checks out. As Ream hits the second free throw, he has 16, 59-41 as Triplett. Bounce pass to Holt, falls down, but picked up by Hamlin. High post to Lucas. Now Spurgeon for 3, bullseye. 13 points for Corbin Spurgeon, 59-44. Ream gives it to Fowler. Now Heidenwith. Heidenwith, the left wing, gets it back out to Fowler. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now the free throw line and kicks it to Ream. Ream 15 footer on the way. Missed it. And we got a whistle and a foul underneath. Going to be against Buck and Kelly. And maybe on Landon Wood. So Wood does pick up his second personal foul. Second team foul against Putnam County is Triplett across the timeline. High post to Hamlin. Back to Triplett. Now Holt on the right wing. Holt, 15-footer on the way. No good. And off the rebound, Owen Ream. Now the ball's loose. Picked up by Heidenwood. Gives it to Wyatt. Lays it off glass and got it. As Wyatt with 6 points. Here comes Lucas. Trying to get it to Hamlin. Right through Cabe's hand and picked. Stolen away by Heidenwith. Lance Fowler across the timeline to Wyatt. Wyatt gives it to Heidenwith on the left wing. Back to Fowler between the two circles. Fowler to Ream on the left wing. That's Wyatt. Right now Ream has it on the left wing. Trying to get inside to Wood. It's kicked by Lucas. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Putnam County basketball out of bounds on the near sideline. 4:09 left to play in the ball game. It's Fowler. We'll get in the ring and knocked away by Triplett to Lucas, and Lucas threw it out of bounds. So it goes right back to Putnam County. Cerrone will check in, and Xavier Lucas will check out. Full court pressure by the Tigers. Ream gets the inbounds pass, gives it to Heidenwith across the timeline to Wyatt. As Wyatt controls the ball finally and gets it to Heidenwith. Heidenwith between the two circles. Out pops Fowler between the two circles. Man-to-man defense by Scotland County. Wyatt around the top of the key to the right wing. Had the ball slapped out of his hand, but he gets it back. They get it inside to Heidenwith, and a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Hunter Holt. So Holt picks up his third personal foul. And that'll send Zach Hyden with the line. He'll shoot a 1-1, 19 fouls against Collin County. So Hyden with the 14 points, looking for 15. Shots up, got it. 15 points for Zach Hyden with. 62-44, 3:40 left to play in the game. As Hyden with a second free throw up, in and out, no good. And Spurgeon comes off the rebound. Spurgeon will bring it across the timeline, bounce past the triplet on the left wing, inside to Hamlin. He's in a double team, kicks it out to Holt. Now Cerrone, now Spurgeon to Cerrone. Cerrone drives the baseline, kicks it out to Triplett. And Triplett tried to make a move into the paint, and a foul is going to be against Putnam County. And it's going to be on Owen Ream. That's his first. So Hunter Holt underneath his own basket to Cerrone in the left corner. Cerrone dribbles into a double team. He's tied up by Lance Fowler. Alternating position on the jump ball comes back to Putnam. As Trace Rediger checks in, Owen Ream will check out. Again, pressure by Scotland County. Heidenwith gives it to Fowler. Back to Heidenwith. Across the timeline, will Rediger. Goes up on the left wing. Heidenwith between the two circles inside to Wood. Wood, a little hook shot, no good. And Hamlin comes off the rebound. The triplet behind his back, dribble gets by Wyatt to Spurgeon on the left wing. Spurgeon bounce pass in the paint to Hamlin. Hamlin tried to put up a shot over Wood, blocked by Wood, and out with it comes Heidenwith. Heidenwith gets the ball to Fowler. Bounce pass to Wood. Reverse layup, got it. Landon Wood with 14 points. 20-point Putnam County lead, 2.5 minutes left to play, 64-44. As Triplett on the left wing, Cerrone in the left corner. They get it inside to Hamlin. Hamlin in a double team back to Cerrone. Now Spurgeon for three, no good. And a rebound, tipped around, out with it comes Triplett for three, bullseye! Owen Triplett hits a three. He has 7 points, 64-47. As Heidenwood gets the ball to Wyatt. Wyatt across the timeline, has it out between the two circles. Lance Fowler between the two circles. Fowler guarded by Triplett. It's Fowler to the free throw line. Kicks it to Wood on the left block. Kicks it back out to Wyatt between the two circles. As Wyatt guarded by Hunter Holt, gives it to Heidenwood. To the left wing, back to Lance Fowler. As Fowler guarded by Hunter Holt. Fowler gives it to Wood. Again, reverse layup. Got it. 16 points for Landon Wood. 1:30 left to play in the ball game. Spurgeon running 5-footer. Evidently, he was fouled on the drive to the basket. Let's see. If it's going to be on Wood. No, it's going to be on Lance Fowler, I think. Yep. So Lance Fowler picks up the foul, and Corbin Spurgeon will be at the line to shoot two. Evidently, first shot's up. Got it. 14 points for Corbin Spurgeon. As now, Kyle Fleischman puts a new team on the floor. Hunter Grable on the floor. Jaden Pribble on the floor. Trace Rediger on the floor. Next shot up. No good off the front of the rim. Fight for the rebound. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Putnam County. 1:24 left to play. As in the ball game, Lucas Durflinger for Scotland County. So Triplett will inbound underneath his own basket. As Triplett gets it out to Cerrone on the left wing. In the left corner to Triplett. Triplett kicks it out to Durflinger. Now Lucas. Spurgeon, ball away, 15-footer. It was Vince Dale. He has four. So here comes Wyatt across the timeline in a hurry. Wyatt to the right wing, kicks it off in the right corner to the mystery 43. Now inside the Grable, the 43, tried to put up a shot, and it's all away by Dale. To Cerrone at the top of the key. Cerrone gives it to Triplett. He'll try another three, no good, airballed it. And Putnam County with the basketball, 40 seconds left to play in the game. But now we're going to have a bunch of Putnam County, Scotland County kids coming in that. So Corbin Blessing will check in. He must be number 10. Number 32 is Aiden Frederick in the ball game. As Wyatt takes it to the right side of the circle, now backs off between the two circles. To Redinger between the two circles. As Redinger pitches the ball to Pribble on the right wing. Now Wyatt kicks it inside to Grable. Puts up the shot, missed it. And that was a rebound. Derflinger, whistle and a foul. As the foul's going to be on Wyatt. So Jaden Wyatt picks up his second personal foul. Derflinger across the timeline. Gets the ball to Blessing on the left wing. Derflinger on the right wing. Derflinger still with the basketball. Now Dale drives the baseline, puts it up and in. Vince Dale with 6 points, and that's the end of the ballgame. With the final score, Putnam County 66 and Scotland County 52. Back to wrap this one up in a moment, just KMM Sports.
Since 1994, we've been in the business of lifting more than just vehicles. We've lifted each other, our community, the place that we call home. As a family-owned business, we understand the importance of taking care of our own, and we're proud to support those who have supported us for nearly three decades. In doing so, we look forward to seeing how supporting one another can take us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, proud supporter of Scotland County R1 Athletics.
This is Derek at 136 Collision west of Memphis. It's basketball season. You're coming home from a Scotland County Tigers victory. Your good mood suddenly changes because all of a sudden you have a run with a deer. When that happens, bring your damaged vehicle to 136 Collision Center. Aaron and I will have your vehicle looking like new and back on the road in time for the next Scotland County Tigers basketball game. But hopefully not another encounter with a deer. That's 136 Collision, just west of Memphis, 660-465-7799.
Whether you're in agriculture or construction, this winter take advantage of some downtime and get your trucks in top-notch shape. Head to Trump Trucks in Cahokia. There they have a large variety of parts that will keep your trucks on the road. Or maybe you're needing a new truck altogether, whether it's heavy-duty to cab and chassis trucks. Trump Trucks has it for you. Check them out on the web for more information. Trump Trucks Incorporated, just off Highway 136 outside of Cahokia. The current price of scrap is $145 a ton.
Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms can mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Welcome back, everybody, to Scotland County High School. It's the final as the Putnam County Midgets stay undefeated. They are now 7-0 as they defeat Scotland County 66-52. Take a look at scoring first four, Putnam County. Jaden Wyatt with 6 points. Lance Fowler with eight. Zach Hayden with 15, Owen Ream with 16, Gage Pearson with 6, and Landon Wood with 16 points. For Scotland County, Jared Cerrone with 4 points, Vince Dale with 6, Corbin Spurgeon with 14, Hunter Holt with 4, Trayton Buckley with 2, Gabe Hamlin with 8, Xavier Lucas with 7, and Owen Triplett with 7 points. We were tied at 10 after one quarter. Putnam outscored Scotland 18-10 in the second quarter, and Putnam led 28-20 at the half. In the third quarter, Putnam outscored Scotland 23-15. Putnam led 51-35 after three. In the fourth quarter, Scotland outscored Putnam 17-15, but Putnam County wins at 66-52. So Putnam County 7-0, while Scotland County 2-3. In the girls' game, it was Scotland County winning their fifth game in a row by defeating Putnam County 40-32, as Scotland County led in scoring by Elena Whitaker with 25 points. Putnam County led by Claire Tipton with 17. Putnam County led 9-8 after one quarter. Scotland outscored Putnam 19-14 in the second quarter, and Scotland led 11-5 at the half. In the third quarter, Scotland outscored Putnam 12-6. Scotland led 31-20 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, Putnam County outscored Scotland 12-9, but Scotland County wins it 40-32. Scotland County girls 5-0, while Putnam County 4-3. So it was a Scotland-Putnam split tonight here at Scotland County High School. Again, the girls' game, Scotland County wins it 40-32. Scotland girls 5-0, Putnam girls 4-3. In the boys' game, Putnam County, three guys in double figures. Zach Hyden with 15, Owen Ream with 16, Landon Wood with 16. Defeat Scotland County. They were led by Corbin Spurgeon with 14 by a final of 66-52. Putnam County 7-0 and Scotland County 2-3. I'll be right back here on Monday night as Scotland will host the Highland Lady Cougars and Cougars. For now, have a nice weekend. And for producer Dave Bowden, I'm Donnie Middleton. See you soon.
Thank you, Donnie. Tonight's game has been brought to you by these Putnam County sponsors. They include Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County R1 Schools, Putnam County State Bank in Unionville, Unionville Republican Weekly Newspaper, and Mayberry Farms Truck and Accessories north of Memphis. And by these Scotland County sponsors, they include the Community Bank of Memphis, Cook's Men's Store in Memphis, the Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, with branches in Cahokia, Lancaster, Memphis, and Queen City. Girth Funeral Service in Memphis. Hawkins Harrison Insurance. They've got branches in Edina, Kirksville, Cahokia, Lancaster, and Memphis. Chase Foods in Memphis. The Memphis Democrat Weekly Newspaper. Memphis Lumber Company. Family-owned for over 40 years. Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company. Nutrien Ag Solutions, just north of Memphis. The People's Bank of Wauconda, Cahokia, and Canton. Scotland County R1 Schools. Slayton Polaris ATVs, north of Memphis. The Farm Shop in Edina, Tri-County Electric in Lancaster, Trump Trucks in Cahokia, Mayberry Farms Truck and Accessories north of Memphis, and 136 Collision Repair Center in Memphis.